I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ooh, if you wanna feel warm inside, there's a place you can go. It's funny all the time. Run by the guy, super nice. L-I-L's London Info Live.
Hello all, welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live. Let's switch that fan off. All right, it's a hot, sweltering hot day. and so there was a fan on, I turned it off. I don't know, it's a tough choice. Do we keep it on and be cool but be noisy? Or switch it off? Not interesting. So I was in Harlesden earlier having lunch. It's National Fish and Chips Day. Today, as we are recording this, National Fish and Chips Day. So happy National Fish and Chips Day to everyone out there 3 weeks ago when you're listening to the podcast. And today, if you're listening live on ktkradio.com, this is The Lil Show, KTK Radio's comedy, weekly comedy improv show, which is edited down for your podcasting pleasure. I'm your host, Talal Karkouti, a.k.a. Talalaban Karkoutables, T-Dog, the T-Biz, T-Bowls. I was in Harlesden having fish and chips, and I was in like the only pub in like a mile radius because it's a very, very Islamic neighborhood. And I started thinking about the name Mohammed. It's an interesting one. I'd have a lot of cousins and friends called Mohammed, Momo. And as we all know, it's the most popular name on the planet. And I was thinking, like, okay, and you're not allowed to draw Mohammed, which is fine, you know, out of respect of the holy prophet Mohammed, may peace be upon him, as they say, and as I just said there. So you're not allowed to draw him, blaspheme, slur his name, or use his name in vain. It's completely forbidden, completely looked down on and punishable. However, I was looking around and thinking, there's a lot of people naming their kids Mohammed, naming their children Mohammed. And then I was thinking, what is a kid? A kid, a little toddler, a four-year-old, five-year-old. They're stupid, they're dumb little fucks. Two, they're mischievous, they're naughty. Sometimes they steal because they haven't learned the life values yet. They haven't learned, you know, they're learning as they go, so they have to steal before they're told not to steal. They have to, like, punch a friend at school before they're told not to punch their friends or whatever. They poop themselves, they piss themselves, they fart. You know, these kids are kids. Kids are annoying little brats, and we love them, but they are annoying little brats. And you end up... So if you have a kid called Mohammed, surely at one point in your life, you're going to end up saying things like, oh, Mohammed's shit himself again. Oh, fucking Mohammed, that little shit. Why is he stealing? I told him, how many times do I have to tell you, Mohammed? Stop being a little shit. And you end up saying things like that, which obviously in context, you're talking to a specific kid, but you're also using the name Mohammed and shit in the same sentence. And I was just wondering, maybe it would be better to not name a baby Mohammed, to wait until they're 13, until they've earned the name Mohammed. You know, like they prove themselves to be worthy of such a great name. So just call him like, okay, this one, I have a baby. I want to call it Mohammed, but I know he doesn't deserve it yet. So I'm going to wait till he's 13. So for now, he's called Thing One. And he just has Thing One till he's 13. Alex Sivright, what do you think of my proposal? I'm going to send a letter to the local council about this.
So I wasn't actually listening. Sorry, I zoned out. Muhammad Ali was a boxer. Do you want to introduce your guests?
Yes, okay.
Whatever.
great song. As well.
All right, so I have in the studio with us, we've got the. All right, let's just go through it. We've got Andrew Rogers is back. Welcome back.
Many thanks for having me, dude.
Holly Mallett is back. Welcome back.
I'm a human this time.
And new guests, JJ Haz and Hazen.
Marvellous. Well done.
JJ Hazen?
Hazan.
Hazan, sorry. Fucking but there's an hell. E in it, you twat.
H-A-Z-A-N, you double twat.
Oh, sorry, mate. My bad. Fuck you, mate. JJ Hazan and Gemma Everest is here.
Hello.
Also new. Gemma Holly from Notflix.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nope.
I love Notflix. Musical all girl improv.
All girl.
Oh god, what's the point? Andrew Rogers from Pretty Faces.
Pretty Faces, Left at first.
Blah blah blah. JJ Hazen. We met on
Hazan. It's not hard. It's even fucking Arabic sounding. You know what I mean? It's
like, we met in the FA long form improv course, and we started a group called the Yayas.
The Yayas.
The Yes and Yes Ands. Yes and look forward to seeing us on the scene.
Scene.
Thank you for coming, everybody. Let's get into it, shall we? We've got a lot of show to do today, so let's just get straight into it.
You're sweating a hell of a lot. I just wanted to add, you say dripping off you.
We shouldn't have switched that fan on.
What's going on?
Okay, if you
are
hear
you
any,
real?
If you hear any like light rumbling throughout the show, that's me switching the fan on.
Any massive crashing, that's Talal fainting due to liquids falling out of his face.
I know, it's crazy. I need a napkin.
I presume it's sweat. I could be wrong.
It is sweat.
It's the intense monologue. Intense religious monologue.
He started sweating during it. He kept saying Muhammad.
Know your audience, man. If you've ever seen a bunch of like white people just not know how to react.
Yeah, we should be sweating more than he is.
I really, that was an experiment. That intro, I've had that thought for a while, and I've wanted to see how people would react to that.
I could see everyone's faces trying to get like trying to get a punchline, and then being like, no, I'm just gonna not.
Why? Like, it's not your religion. Talk about it. It's fine.
Mo. Muhammad. Mominator.
Is Mo Farah's name Muhammad?
Yeah.
Mate, I wish you'd just keep it as Muhammad.
Yeah, me too.
Branding, innit?
Yeah. Mo
yeah,
money,
it's really
mo problems.
Long on those athletic signpostings. Muhammad Farah. You know what I mean?
I mean, Muhammad Farah is not a really long name.
It's quite long. It's a lot longer than Mo.
I mean, my name's Holly Mallet. It's about the same, innit?
I mean, I don't want to be boring here, but... Got to be practical, yeah?
Yes, indeed. And let's be practical by moving swiftly on.
I'm pleased that went under the radar.
We talked over it.
I know.
Let's.
I'm happy with that.
Let's.
I look forward to the edit.
Let's warm up. Okay, warm up game. So we're going to try something new. We do warm up games here before we get into the improv. The proper improv. We always try a different game, but we've been doing the same kind of five games over and over. I've got a new one now. Completely experimental. Me and Alex just came up with this game 5 minutes ago. So I was on my way here in Harsden looking at all the Mo's, and I found these four cards on the pavement. They were just at a bus stop on the floor. Some kid had probably dropped them. They are Create the World Lego cards. Okay, Lego. The Lego logo, the minifigure, the brick and knob configurations are trademarks of the Lego brick. Group. Are you laughing at
didn't
brick?
Did you just say knob?
And what I've got here, there's four cards, and each one has a different Lego person on it. And each Lego person has a different profession, it seems. I don't want to give away too much because we'll reveal what they are in a minute. But there's a picture of a Lego person, they have a job, and there's a little description at the bottom of... the card. So what we're going to do, my four guests, you're going to each randomly pick one of these cards, and you're going to become that person, okay, or that profession or whatever. You'll get a chance to introduce yourselves, and if you want to include the description at the bottom of the card in your introduction, that's fine. And how this is going to work is Alex has spent the last 5 minutes walking around this building.
I'd say 10 minutes.
Okay, but I already said that we came up with the game 5 minutes ago. So yeah, according to canon.
I was looking for something. I was looking for something before that, and then you told me about the game, and I was like, I'm looking for something. Maybe. Okay.
Why
so
missed the monologue, innit?
Yeah. I mean, the monologue took longer than 5 minutes.
A monologue.
Oh.
Roan.
Yeah, so I was looking round.
Alex has found a random object.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to create like a Judge Judy, Judge Reinder kind of TV show here. And all four of you, the people that you become when you take this card, you all think that you deserve that random object and you should have that random object and you will make the best use of that random object. And we're going to have, you'll each get a chance to give your opening argument and introduce yourself, and then we'll open the floor for debate in some way. And this is the first time we're doing it. Let's just try out. Do you guys kind of get the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all on board?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I'll just give these a little shuffle.
As if we knew what they were beforehand.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to play Guess Who.
Everyone, yeah. Please take a card.
Oh, yellow.
Please take a card, study it, and prepare your introduction.
Do you want me to just get two?
Oh, get two for me. Thanks.
Right. There you go. Mm. Those are your Lego cards.
We're allowed to say who we are.
Yeah. There's okay. No secrets. It's all good. All right. So, Alex, please go ahead and drop the random object in the centre of the desk here and let it make a nice noise when you do so. There you go. Pop it down. What is it?
Oh, yes. Oh.
There it is. What is that?
What I have there is a 1.5 kilogram bag of Sainsbury's Basic plain flour. and it's gone all over the desk.
Everywhere.
It's probably not 1.5 kilograms, probably a little bit less, but that's what you're all going for.
Yeah. So there it is, bag of flour. Let's start the
plane.
Let's start the program. What's the name of this program, Alex?
The name of this program is Judge Gerinder. Judy.
Judge Mo! Welcome to Judge Mo! Welcome to Judge Mo. Hello, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Judge Mo. I am Judge Mo. This is my legal assistant.
Mo.
This is also Mo. Attorney Mo.
Attorney Mo.
Attorney Mo, and I'm Judge Mo.
Attorney Mo!
He's Japanese.
Attorney Mo!
I'm Pakistani.
Hey, I'm Attorney Mo.
Hello, Attorney Mo. I'm Mo-san.
What are we doing here today?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. What are we doing here today?
Well, this is the show, of course, where we bring on people who are having real life heated conflict, and we want to help people with their conflict by bringing them on here on national television. And making them fight it out on air.
Fire.
For everyone's pleasure.
Jelly.
Attorney Mo?
Yeah, Attorney Mo. Yes, basically, I have a 1.5 kilogram bag of plain flour. And I would like to ask the first person, should we call them defendants? Or do we call
them? Let's introduce the defendants, yeah. Do you want to introduce the defendants?
Yeah, it is a defendant.
Do you want to introduce the
defendant?
Defendant
number one, why?
Introduce yourself. Oh, why also?
Why?
Hello, I'm defendant number one, aka Holiday Elf.
You're a holiday elf.
Oh. I am, because I'm not allowed to say Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But in the spirit of the show, I'm a Christmas
elf. What's your name, holiday elf?
Susan.
Okay, hi, Susan.
If you've ever received a surprise prezzy for Christmas, there's an elfy chance this friendly little chap made it.
And so
I need to keep it is. I need this flower.
Okay.
Why?
To keep making presents for people. Material goods are going down the drain, but food, that's not forever, but it's certainly, you know, flour has a long life.
Are you going to make gifts out of flour?
I'm going to make baked goods.
Oh. What's your speciality?
Crepes. Crepe Suzettes.
Crepe
Suzette. Hence the name, Susan.
Okay. So you want the flour because you want to make baked goods with it to give to children at the holiday period?
Yes, all year round.
All year round as well?
Yeah, I'm actually going to start a food bank.
The best before date here is July 2017. I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
Well, I'd like to think there's more flour available.
You'd like to think that. I only saw one over there.
Well, yeah, there's just one bag of flour here.
It's just that one. 1.5 kilograms expires July 2017.
Let's see what other people have to say.
You've stated your
it's
claim.
It's plain flour. I mean, go ahead. Still
our next defendant number two, if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us why you want the flour.
Yeah, thanks a lot, your lordship, mate. Thanks.
Right.
My name's Phil the Plumber.
Hey, up, Phil.
And I've got a logo and I've got like a strap line, yeah? So, sprung a leak. Phil the Plumber will take care of it. He knows all the twists and turns of the pipes.
Catchy.
So that's me. I'm Phil the Plumber. But secretly, I have been baking for many years. Now, no one in the industry, because we're all men, we're all hard, no one bakes in plumbing. But secretly, I have been baking for 12 years. So I would use that flour for what God and Muhammad intended. I would use it to bake fairy cakes.
And that's very brave of you to come out, well, Phil, and, yeah, and announce your...
I'm here to share and to learn.
Are you trying to, like, change the world of plumbing and make it okay to bake? Are you trying to make it okay for plumbers to bake?
I think fairy cakes could be used in plumbing itself as a stopgap when you have a leak. Mm-hmm. Oh. Certainly the ones I make.
Oh. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Right, so defendant number three. Hello.
Yo, yo, yo. So...
Sorry?
I wish I hadn't started with that.
Okay, well, you did. But you've made a good impression.
You don't know. You do know you're in a court of law here.
Yeah. Mm.
Sorry, man.
You only get, you know, one chance at a first impression.
I would just like to say that this doesn't seem a fair analysis of my skills that Lego has given me, because I'm a skier. I'm a skier.
A skier?
And this skier has some seriously dubious snow skills. He whizzes down the mountain like a speeding snowball. So I'd like you to forget about the dubious bit.
Right.
But I really want this plain flour because, man, it's global warming. We're in a melting world. I'm running out of snow, man. Yeah. I'm running out of snow. And if I can just do one little thing, it would be to stop going on those snow slopes and start using the flour, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to do my bit. And I don't do ski, like water skiing, so I'd like to make a flower skiing snow for the children.
Very fascinating. Mm. Thank you very much.
And the kids.
For the kids.
What was your name again?
The skier.
Is it just
that your name? First name?
Oh.
Surname? It's skier.
I'm dubious, so I'd rather not give you my first
dubious
name.
Dubious the skier.
Dubious. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
I'll just call you Dubious.
Yeah, you can call me Doobie.
Yeah, call
okay, Doobie.
Sure.
I'm going to just hand this over.
Thank you.
All right, yes. Defendant number four, please introduce yourself and state your case.
My name is the crazy scientist. First name crazy, last name scientist. My parents were Scientologists. I'm crazy by name, crazy by nature. Steer clear of my spooky laboratory unless you're a creepy assistant looking for a job, that is.
Please, don't laugh so loud into the mic. Yes. Thank you.
I need this flower because basically I believe that the cure for pox is plain flour. That's it, basically.
And
I just,
how have you
I
made
just,
this assumption here?
I've done a couple of experiments in my laboratory, and a couple of accidents happened.
So
and it just,
do you ingest the flour, or do you just rub it on your face?
You rub it all over your body.
All right.
Oh, you apply it directly to the
all
skin?
All over.
You think that has the power to cure pox?
Absolutely.
So you require the flour to continue your experiments and solidify your theory there,
absolutely,
yeah?
Yes.
Oh, well. Well, that's everyone's cases. Yeah. Let's move into the debate section of the show.
Debate section, yeah.
Mr. Phil, the plumber, you're stating here that not only is it good that muffins can help block gaps in pipes.
Yeah, fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes, but muffins will do it, yeah.
But you're also a plumber who's a secret baker, and you think it's time that plumbers are open about their...
I think more artisans should become artisan bakers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But don't you think that perhaps having edible material as blocking gaps in pipes...
Yeah.
Wouldn't that encourage perhaps a child or someone who might be a bit ignorant to just kind of eat it, even though it's covered in, you know, remains of feces, and it might give them diseases?
Yeah, but it's dual purpose, isn't it? So, I mean, you can eat it, you can use it to block a pipe.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the hazard there is that if you're using it to block a pipe and a child walks by and sees
it... depends which way round.
Oh, a muffin, and puts it in its mouth, he or she might then get a disease or something because of your leaving muffin.
Might get the pox.
Yeah,
yes, right. Please.
Yeah, he might get a pox, but I blame the parents, to be honest. Yeah.
Does anyone have any rebuttals to that?
But I would have liked to make a point about dubious here, Doobie.
Oh, okay. Onto the attack.
Well, this is happening.
Yeah, go ahead.
As soon as the water hits the flour on your ski slope, it becomes dough.
First off.
So you can't ski. So
first off.
You should rule her out straight
interesting
off.
Point. Should there be some rain or a freak typhoon or a tidal wave?
First off, you don't know my pronoun. Second off.
What's a pronoun?
Says it all. Don't give him the baking goods.
Ah, right.
Second off.
Plumbist.
Second off, who said that it's going to be outdoors? He's doing it for his own gain. He's basically trying to cut some corners, use some food so that he doesn't have to do any actual work. You know, the typical one, you become a millionaire because you bought your materials from somewhere dodgy or you won it on, from Judge Ryan Rudy. And I'm trying to...
Judge Mo Rudy.
Judge Mo Rudy.
And I'm here trying to help the kids. It's going to be an indoor ski slope. The entire point is that there is no water. This is an NWZ, water
zone.
So
it's indoor there, no risk of rain.
But when the kids sweat, it goes on the flower, and you've got
this
problems.
You have not thought it through. This guy, I know my name's dubious, but this guy's motives, all he keeps doing is talking about kids. I think he's trying to get some kids into his plumbing.
Whoa, let's not jump there. I brought up the kids here, guys. Blaming the parents is an interesting point to take, and not everyone would agree with that. However, I find it weird that Susan, Holiday Elf, you want to give out pastries,
baked goods
to children.
I do.
But isn't it traditional that an elf makes toys for kids?
Absolutely, but I don't want to be stuck in the times. Stuck in the old times. I feel that presents, especially around the festive time of year, are moving much more towards perishable goods. Long gone are the days of the abacus and the Xbox One. Mm. I feel that a good old cupcake, or perhaps even...
You said crepes earlier. Now,
they're my speciality.
Aren't crepes incredibly difficult to give as a gift? Wouldn't something like a mince pie be a lot easier?
This is why I'd very much need to be based in the centre of the village where these children would live.
Could you just make some crackers?
Do you have any idea how much yeast that requires?
Well,
it's more yeast than flour.
Wait, you want to build a village of children?
No, I just move to a place where lots of children live.
I meant Christmas crackers.
Okay. Can't eat those.
But it was a joke. But
it was all right. It was the kind of joke
I'm not here to joke. I'm not here to mess around. I'm here to feed people with a kilo and a half.
Do you not think that job though, Susan, is better suited to a baker, for example?
Yeah.
Well, isn't your skill set purely for toys, making toys?
Well, the Holiday Elf has a lot of transferable skills. I can send you a copy of my CV later on if you want. Obviously, dealing with other people, factory lines, that's a big part of what we have to deal with. A lot of HR goes on in Santa's workshop.
I'd like to know if he's got his food safety level 2.
That's true. Do you have the safety certificate in order to hand out food to children?
As of yet, no.
Yeah. Thought so.
There's a few roadblocks in your path to actually having any use with this flour, isn't there?
That's what happens when amateur elves trying to move into the bakery scene.
Mm. There are food. I think that's a block in the way of most of the people here.
Any thoughts, mad scientists? You're a scientist. You should actually have some opinions on this kind of behaviour.
Well, flour does have a use-by date. So by the time you got your certificate, it would be useless to you.
Would if it goes past its use by date, would that affect its effectiveness on POX?
No.
No.
Straight up there.
Just a one-word question. Vaccines.
Yes.
How do you feel about those?
That's a one-word answer. Well, I'm hoping the flour will replace vaccines.
Not everyone can afford vaccines, exactly. But everyone can afford flour. But I pose you this question, mad scientist.
Good one.
Crazy scientist, do excuse
Thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you think you're called crazy because of PC? You're not allowed to say mad? Or wait, crazy's worse than mad.
Loony.
Mm. It's offensive, all of it.
Scientist.
So, crazy scientist.
I want to know if he's a corgi, if the plumber is a corgi registered baker.
Corgi's out of date now, mate. You're well behind the times. Five years ago, corgi finished. That's why I'm moving
into
the
bakery. Do you wash your hands between plumbing and baking?
Mm.
Sometimes.
Mm. Crazy scientist. Mm. Now, you've heard of a mill.
Yes.
Yes. Now, people have worked in mills for millennia, grinding wheat into flour, and they have naturally found themselves covered in flour dust. However, people through the ages have suffered from pox, be they millers, farmers, or whoever.
Or chickens.
So where is your actual... You know, all I'm thinking is flour is such a basic ingredient that by now surely someone would have discovered this cure for pox. Do you really think that you'd be the first to discover this kind of thing?
I don't think I was the first. I think the Millers have kept it a secret for thousands of years. They didn't want anybody to know. They didn't want anybody to know
so
their
secret.
So they
just pretended to have pox.
They pretended.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's a conspiracy.
Rub some
can we
seeds
file that
on
under
themselves.
Conspiracy?
I've filed it under C. Yeah, no, conspiracy.
Thank you very much, Attorney Mo.
All right.
I mean, sorry. Domo arigato, Attorney Mo.
All right. No, we're not going down that road.
Interesting. Okay, so we've heard from you all. Would any of you like to make any final arguments with each other here? Would any of you like to attempt?
If flour is started to use in vaccines, will this create a black market for flour? Like Walter White style?
Probably.
Cool.
Interesting. So it could lead to a criminal underworld expanding.
Well, I have a great distribution network. It's literally worldwide. So if you need... So if you want to team up, I'm happy for us
Santa
both to be...
in.
Every crazy scientist needs an assistant.
You know, I was actually going to offer my hand of friendship to Susan anyway, because... those kids are going to get hungry after they hang various numbers off my slopes.
F.
My flower slopes. And I was just thinking, I do have that certificate because skiing does not pay well. So, you know, you got a choice to make.
I'm sorry to be that elf. Can I ask about any one of these numbers?
What, the different, just the different hangs?
What
even,
number
even
might
as
they
a judge, even as a judge, I've heard of hang 10.
So hang
what
10 is
hang
a 10? Surfing. Yeah, okay. So it's like hang in 10 of the... Hang 9
what
is...
What if I wanted to suspend a 4?
What does it actually mean?
If you want, it just means hanging out points. So you get points for hanging out and how well you hang out. And hanging 9 is...
is that as good as hanging 10?
No, well, obviously not. Hanging 9 is like going to the zoo. Hanging 8 is like staying at home. Hanging 1 is like doing some homework.
Sometimes I like to dangle my 6 in Alex's face. Does that... Yeah.
I would say that would actually be a hang 6... No, a hang... 18 because dangling something in front of somebody's face is a hang 12 but if you're dangling a 6 in his face then it's a hang 18,
it's a hang
18. So
sometimes the hang 2s go in my mouth.
I think I've made my decision, Attorney Mo, but before I do, I would like to seek your counsel, or should we ask them for closing statements?
I want closing statements.
Statements. All right then, let's have closing statements. We'll go in reverse order here. So, crazy scientist, please, your closing statement.
Statements.
Statements.
I've had some time to think, and I really think all of us have a case to combine our talents. You know, the baking, the kids surfing, skiing, whatever, on the old slopes.
On her flower slopes.
On her flower slopes.
Mm.
If they rolled around in your flower slopes, they would be vaccinated against pox. Then they could dust off in the kitchen, give those guys some flour, bish, bash, bosh, everybody's happy.
Wow, very diplomatic, very kind of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Next.
All I'm going to say is... you can't trust a name. I'm dubious. You're crazy slash mad. So I think we could make a partnership. I like Susan. Susan's my bro. Susan and me can hang a diminished fourth anytime.
However, you have no love for...
Well, he already has upset me with his pronoun assumptions. So I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to spice things up a bit.
Mm.
Which is ironic because it's flour.
Well, pot kettle, you did, you called me Judah Rinder earlier, and when my name is Mo, I announced that earlier. Yeah. So,
but actually, he did mention it first.
That was before this scene started.
No, it wasn't. It was right at the beginning of the scene. Your last name is Judah Rinder.
I've created tension
amongst... Is this just a scene?
Is this a scene to you?
Does this not count for anything?
I'm editing this bit out. Okay, next...
have fun editing this bit out.
Judge Mo
Judah Rinder. Okay, very good.
I'm used to being attacked by all sorts as a plumber.
Yeah, sorry about that, Phil.
And
go ahead.
Playing the victim.
Water off a plumber's back, to be honest.
Ooh.
But my fairy cakes are for all. I don't discriminate like some of my colleagues here. My fairy cakes are for kids, for adults, people who ski, and people with the pox.
And pipes.
And the odd fairy.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you choose me,
how did
it's
you know
fairy
my pronoun?
Cakes for all.
I've drank water out of a plumber's crack before. Go ahead. If we'd like to hear closing statements, Susan.
I will summarise by saying my cupcakes bring all the boys to the yard. Oh. And a proportion of females as well.
And fairies?
Everyone is welcome.
Yes.
Except goblins. Elves and goblins have big beef.
And Muhammad.
Don't really...
Thank you very much, defendants. All right. Let's... Okay, I'd like your opinion. I'd like your counsel, please, Attorney Mo, before I make my
okay,
judgment.
Well, I don't trust the scientists as far as I could throw them.
What?
Mm-hmm. Shush!
I've had enough of experts myself.
Just an overhearing.
We've all had enough of experts.
Saying, because crazy or...
It's not a good start, is
no,
it?
No, I say evil. Evil scientists, if I'm being honest. Pox, what does that lead to? White faces everywhere. I mean, you know what that means.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
KK fairy cakes.
Yep. Doobie. Like the style. You know? I want to know how many more things
should
we can hang.
At flower slopes, to be honest.
I want to know if we can hang higher than a 10. You know, like a hang 40. Where's that? The moon?
I don't know. I know where hang 69 is.
Flower?
Mm.
They could use it. Mm. I think that's...
Plumber?
Plumber, once again, like the scientists, nobody trusts them. Mm. You know, there's a lot of cowboy plumbers out there.
I feel bad for the guy because, you know, plumbers are underappreciated. They come in, they handle our poop and pees, and they fix our toilets, and everyone just makes fun of them.
The only cakes we ask for them is urinal cakes. We don't ask for any other cakes.
I've got some of them as well, but I didn't bake them.
No. Well, you say that. No, I don't trust them. Either. Elves...
So I need this to focus.
Elves. Now, holiday elves, not Christmas elves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they could get the holiday out now, July. People are going on the holidays now. Maybe they could use it.
So, okay.
I like Doobie. I like Susan.
You like Susan. Okay. Well, thank
crazy.
You.
Crazy. Nah.
Don't want to get to Tony Mo.
Plava. Rubbish. White faces. All that.
I'm going to say... Something. You know what? I like the idea. The only one here that doesn't really have a negative side to it is the skiing one. Kids get to learn to ski.
Yeah.
We save from global warming. The intention there is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with the idea of a holiday elf handing out food. I think they should stick with toys.
Yeah. They should probably ban water and probably been doing eggs as well from the slopes, maybe.
Yeah.
Can't have eggs on the slopes anymore.
Plumber, as much as I can't say I liked. The plumber, he was all right.
You felt sorry for him, though.
My mic cut out there for a while. I'm not sure what everyone heard.
That's all right. No one's listening.
Okay.
No one cares.
I like the plumber, but I just got put off by the idea of combining food with sewage. Doesn't work for me. Crazy scientist. Again, I like the intention. You want to cure pox, but again, we've had vaccines. We're already there.
I think the working together thing was a smokescreen as well for another level of evilness.
Yeah, there was some sort of evil thing.
Oh, intent.
It wasn't a smokescreen. We were very open about the fact we were going to start distributing flour.
Oh, can you hear this? I'm sorry. We just thought we were talking to...
Well, judge's word is final. And I hereby decree that the bag of flour should go to Dubious, the skier!
You do not understand how many young lives are going to be hanging a 45 because of you, which incidentally is a new one I've created, which means skiing on flour whilst juggling eggs.
Can you name it after me?
A hang 45, Mo.
Yeah, it's definitely yours. Here you go. There you go, skier. There's your bag of flour. All right, well done.
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Lil Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We here at MoDonald's believe that you can have the best burgers available across the land.
We've got the Bluer Than Blue Burger, sponsored by Crayola.
I'm mowing it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, we're back on The Lil Show. Hello.
I could really go for a Mo Burger.
I would love a Mo Burger.
Yeah. It'd be made of corn.
It would. Delicious.
Why, because you mow grass?
Mo Farah, sponsored by corn.
Oh, come on.
Mo Farah, sponsored by corn.
I'm not having it then.
I really wish you'd had the, like, the new metal 90s band Korn sponsoring Mo Farah.
Mo Farah, Korn.
No, Korn is sponsoring Mo Molem.
Mo Molem's 800 metres, 17 minutes, 34 seconds.
Yep.
But she tried hard.
Are we done? Okay.
We're going to make this editing for you impossible. We're going to start coming up with more puns.
Let's play Teenage Wanks.
I want a Mo Burger.
What is it?
Love's tales of teenage torment today.
Yes, it's time for Teenage Wankster. This is a horrible game. I hate this. We're going through. I have a scrapbook. Is this? Yes, it is. Okay. I have a scrapbook here of all of my teenage song lyrics. When I used to take myself seriously, I would sit down and write songs, and I thought I was going to be the next Josh Homme or Jack White or whatever. And looking back at them now, they are quite painful to read. And luckily, I don't have to do that. Alex has got one of my songs in his hand. He's going to read the lyrics. I remember being really chuffed with this one. It's really clever. See if you guys can figure out what it's about. Okay. Alex, you're going to read my song lyrics. We'll discuss it briefly and then jump into a scene. Go ahead.
It's quite a small piece of paper.
Yeah, it's a short one.
Okay. Chords are C, F, and E.
Play along at home.
Always in C. Classic.
I need to set free the people inside me. Why can't I see they're prisoners of greed? Here's the chorus. That's the first verse. The chorus. Your mocking finger, your mocking tongue are burning a hole in my skull.
Mm.
Second verse.
Burning a hole.
Is this, what did I say?
You said, I don't know, you said burning, I think.
Did I? They're burning a hole.
Mm.
Burning a hole in my skull. If I can't stop my... Was that word?
This is what the bit that I'm really... my chewer.
Right. I thought it was. If I can't stop my chewer, I'll have to think of something newer.
Oh.
Or else Staples and Hoovers will be my next manoeuvre.
Chorus.
Your mocking finger, your mocking tongue are burning a hole in my skull.
What do you want to name that song, Alex? It hasn't got a name. Fuck you, man.
Staples and Hoovers.
Staples and Hoovers. I'm going to write that at the top. Staples and...
What was the tune?
Hoovers.
Staples and Hoovers.
No, it goes, I need to set free ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba the people inside me. Why can't I see?
This is a whole song.
They're prisoners of greed.
This is literally...
Your mocking finger. my kingdom. I'm burning a hole in my skull.
Eat your bum.
That seriously was the verse of Celebrity Skin.
Yeah.
Oh, make me over.
It was CFE, so it'd be more like. Da 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 da. Oh, it is kind of similar.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Like it.
I think you should have changed the line to burning a hole in my bum, because that would have rhymed better with tongue.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make sense in the metaphor I'm trying to make. So, what's that song about? What do you guys think the song's about?
Yeah, an argument with his mum.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Nope.
Is it anything to do with Staples the shop?
Nope.
Is it about Henry?
Nope. Oh. Yeah. Mm. Anyone?
Is it about driving lessons?
Work experience.
Nope. See, I like how ambiguous it is. You can add your own meaning to it.
Finger tongue a-hole?
Nope.
As it says. if you just look down the freeway.
Is it about schizophrenia?
Nope.
Is it about authoritarianism?
Nope.
Is it about Russell Brand?
Nope.
Is it about Staples?
Nope.
And Hoovers?
Nope.
And your mocking
fingers?
Is it
about growing hair on your body?
Nope.
Is it about bullies?
Yeah, but what were they bullying me about?
Your lyrics.
Your songwriting, your lyrics, your three chords.
There's a vicious circle going on.
The way you hold a guitar.
Can I hear the chorus one more time,
yeah,
please?
Sure.
Preferably your, sung.
The second verse is what's going to tell you.
Like, okay.
But the chorus, your mocking finger,
your mocking tongue. Burning a hole in my skull.
So great, didn't need a time.
No,
second verse. I'll give you one last chance to figure out. Listen to this carefully, all right? This is the second verse. This is
your second verse. Really,
do you want a guitar?
Let's just listen to the words.
Breaking it down.
Okay. If I can't stop my chewer, I'll have to think of something newer, or else Staples and Hoovers will be my next manoeuvre.
Talking too much.
It's about a teacher who's caught you chewing in class.
That's what I was, chewing gum.
No.
Come on!
No.
Is it about because you keep inappropriately touching yourself?
Do I?
You're doing it now, I'm just saying. So,
your chewer is a reference to your mouth, yes?
Yeah, how did you spell it? C-H-E-W-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can't stop what you're saying...
No.
If you can't stop eating... You're going to get
your size.
Because you're
a fat bastard.
Yay! We got there. When I was a teenager, I was a big fat rugby forward.
So the first verse again. I need to set free the people inside me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you ate so many people.
Why can't I see they're prisoners of greed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because you know when they say you're so fat, you look like you've eaten. There's a skinny version of yourself inside you. You know that kind of thing.
I need to write.
Or you ate
verse.
All of your rugby chums.
Yeah.
I was like, either that or it's an actual admission of cannibalism. We all need to get out right now.
Your mocking finger, your mocking tongue.
I've locked the door.
I'm burning a hole in my skull.
So if I can't stop my chewer, if I can't stop eating, Staples and Hoovers. So you get liposuction or
bariatric surgery.
I thought you just meant you have to work in Staples for the rest of your life.
I just have to.
You fat bastard, get to Staples.
There you go. Beautiful.
Well, I was also a fat rugby player in my teens.
Oh.
So I went through it. In fact, today I went to the gym and went swimming, and a 6-year-old boy shouted fat at me as I went past.
Hmm.
Yep, true story. But I'm okay. I react to these things in a normal way and slapped him. No, I wouldn't do that. I think I just smile and say, yeah, you're right, and move on. And then usually their parent or whoever's with them tells them it's not a good thing to call someone anything, whether it's their colour, their size, their whatever. True story. Nothing funny about it at all, but true.
That's great. If anyone,
we're all very reticent to make any jokes about it. I think that's totally true.
No.
Yeah. I was the opposite.
He's a fat fuck, yeah.
I was really, really skinny. I was really skinny.
Were you?
All right, Holly.
No, but I was.
You
this
are
is
still
this
quite
is
slim.
So this is so weird. Like I was looking at. I was in secondary school, and there was some younger people walking in front of me, and I was like, God, that girl is so skinny. Her legs look like pure bone. I literally was like, this is mental. And all my friends turned to me and were like, yeah, that was you 3 years ago. So I've been lucky enough to not have to worry about that stuff.
I think it works both ends, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're big or if you're smaller than the norm, society takes a view on it.
And sometimes people's body shape is their fault, sometimes it's not. But either way,
I guess, like, why shame people? I feel like, for me, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was all about that episode was about fat shaming, and it was like, anybody who has something to say about it, unless it's in a specific professional context, they're not trying to help you. Like, people are like, oh, are you unhealthy, are you this, they're not trying to help you. They don't know anything about your dietary requirements, they don't know anything about your metabolism. It's got nothing to do with it, it's just bullying, which is why you wrote a song about it.
And actually, I thought that was better than most of the crap songs I've heard you come up with, to
thanks,
be honest.
Jade.
No, that actually had some meaning, man.
Thanks,
you
man. Know,
and send it to Courtney Love.
I will. Oh, fuck you.
I want a third verse.
Oh. So, you know, anytime you guys want to start a scene, go ahead.
Hello and welcome to Staples. On the left, you will find the stationery aisle, and on the right, you will find the other stationery aisle.
Is it customary to have a tour?
Yes, what we're doing at the moment is a Apple version of Staples, whereby we greet you and show you the entire shop.
Hello, sorry I'm late for the interview. I just got here, I missed the bus. Who do I see about my job?
Hello, welcome to Staples. On the left you'll find the stationery aisle, and on the right you'll find the other stationery aisle. If you just look in front of you, you will see the office that says management.
Have I got a walk there?
Yes.
Cut to the office. Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
You're here to apply for the position of deputy manager, yes?
Do you have another chair?
Yes.
This one's a little bit loose.
Sure. It's just over there in the corner, sir.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks. Yeah, I'm here about the job. I got told that, you know, when you get to my kind of, well, you know how it is, that there'd be a job here in Staples for me.
Absolutely. I've got your CV here, Mr. Benjamin Smith.
You can call me Fat Ben.
Cut back to him at school. You're never going to have a proper job. You're going to work in Staples. That'll be all that's left for you, you fat fuck.
Yeah, if it's not Staples,
he'll
be doing stuff with Ubers.
Yeah, Uber shop, mate.
I'm not selling them. I don't mean selling them.
It's a metaphor.
What are you going to be? I'm going to be a lifeguard.
Yeah,
and I'm going
right.
to star in Baywatch. You'll see.
There, people will be there going, that old beached whale on the beach. Yeah. The whale beach whale.
I'm going to
really
get my
like
dad. Well, not my dad because he can't move very well. I'm going to get my mum to come down and have a word with you, you bugger.
Oh, whatever. Just you wait, mate. You'll end up at Staples. You'll see that's all you're destined
Never
to be.
Never going
to
happen.
Cut back to the present.
The job is yours. Congratulations. You have all the skills necessary. Very happy to welcome you aboard, Mr. Smith.
That's brilliant. I've always wanted to come and work at Staples.
Good. Well, you start now.
Cut to his induction. Hello, and welcome to induction. On the left, you'll find some stationery. On the right, you'll find some more stationery. In front of you, you'll find your work pack.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
You're welcome.
What's your job here exactly?
I am here to welcome the customers because I have a very soothing voice.
A customer walks in.
Hello and welcome to Staples. On the left, you'll find stationery, and on the right, you'll find more stationery.
I was wondering if you could help me. I need some strong permanent markers to sign my divorce papers.
Well, I think you'll find that the best place for you is on the right stationery. Just follow the... male tears.
Can I speak to a normal person, not a bloody robot?
My name's Ben. How can I help you?
Hi, Ben. Right, I need some permanent... Oh, not in my face, love.
Bet you're regretting that decision now.
Oh, bugger off, C-3PO.
Cut to the divorce lawyer's office. The reason I'm asking her to separate with me is because I just... She's so aggressive, and her accent, she just shouts at me.
Oh, shut up, Jeremy!
I'll be honest with you, I don't see what's wrong with her accent. I mean, you've come here into my bloody office, and you're talking to me like I'm some sort of... Your accent, you sound like a posh tick with plums in your
mouth. Hello, I am his lawyer, and I am his
dick. Look, shush, all of you, you're getting a bloody headache. Love, what? Why do you want to get... Why is he getting divorced from you?
Well, he just moaned one day. He moaned too bloody much.
What's he say?
He said I got fat.
What? Where?
In everywhere.
I can't see it. You look
beautiful. Oh, you are too kind.
Beautiful.
He thinks I'm bloody beautiful.
Look at
Could you wait until we're divorced before you start hitting on my soon-to-be ex-wife, please?
Oh, now you care, Jeremy. Now you bloody care. Yeah. What about the last 5 years, Jeremy?
Show your colours, don't you, you big shit.
That's got to be some sort of liable.
Oh, no. He's not the big one. Oh, Janice over here, she's the bloody big one.
We cut to the divorce lawyer getting home from work.
Oh, what a day I've had. Bloody hell, honestly.
Our work, Chuck.
Oh, terrible, terrible. This bloody posh man come in, right?
Somebody poshing.
He was talking.
All right, Dad, how are you?
I'm all right, son. How was school?
Was great, Dad.
You went in today, did you?
I went in today and I made sure loaves of Ovis.
I made sure he went and I kicked him up backside.
Oh, bloody, we're going on, yeah. No, this beautiful goddess of a woman came in. I shouldn't really be saying it to you.
No, you shouldn't. I'm your wife.
But she was.
He's having a laugh again with your mum. He's having a laugh.
I'm not sure he is, Pat.
Goddess he's met.
I took some photos on my phone of her. Look at this. Look at her head. Oh my God.
Bloody hell, mum. She's bigger than you.
Stop looking at this photo, son.
She's got thighs like bloody meat.
Cut to a Hoover shop.
Hello, welcome to Hoovers Are You. On your left, you'll find Hoovers. On your right, you'll find more Hoovers. And if you look straight ahead of you, you've got Hoover bags.
Sorry.
Hello, sir. Yes.
Hello. Sorry to bother you. I'm looking for a dustpan and brush, please.
Get the fuck out.
Okay. Cut to 5 seconds later.
Hi. Very sorry to bother you. I'm looking for a broom.
Get the fuck out.
5 seconds later. Dustbin.
Hello, sir. Dustbin.
Dustbin. I'm looking for a dustbin.
Yes, if you go out the back door, there's a dustbin there. You can place yourself inside of it and wait for the garbage man to come.
5 seconds later. Can I have a Hoover, please?
Oh, well, on your left, you'll find Hoovers. On your right, you'll find Hoovers, and on straight ahead of you, there'll be Hoover bags.
Well, I've just bought a new dog, and he's spilling his food all over the floor. Is there anything powerful enough to kind of mop up, if you will?
Why, certainly, sir. You're looking for the Henry Extreme. Henry the Extreme is... Henry Extreme is a...
Arthur, if I may cut in, I think he wants the Miel cat and dog.
Excuse me, mate, this is my commission. Get the fuck off my turf.
Yes, but I think you need to get the right sale.
Mate, I'm about to sell a Hoover Extreme, which have not been
selling well. You're selling the wrong Hoovers to this guy.
Yeah, but we need to sell these ones. We need to shift these units.
I'll be back in 5 minutes, thank you.
Hoover to the face.
Right, Hoover up the arse.
And then the divorce lawyer walks in.
Oh, no, what's this?
Hello, sir. Hoover's on your left, Hoover's on your right.
I can see that. You got Hoovers everywhere.
What kind of Hoover are you after today?
Oh, some sort of one that will suck something up.
And then, sir, I can help you with that. And then we hear over his shoulder, the divorce lady happens to be there as well, and she replies the perfect response to what he just said.
Oh, you need something sucking up, lad!
And then a heart forms above him, and we see Eros shooting a bow and arrow. Oh.
Your timing is perfect, and you're beautiful like that kebab I had last night.
We cut back to...
Welcome to love being forming. On the left, you'll find a lawyer who shouldn't be having a happy ending because he's cheating on his wife. But on the right, you'll find an angry divorcee.
Janice!
We cut to the home of the not bereaved, I've left wife. Pat, your father left us.
Oh no, I can't believe it. He left us for this really big lady.
But she was so beautiful, I could never compete.
I'm going to be a single orphan now.
Well, no, I'm still alive.
Oh, no, that's not orphan, is it? I'm going to be single parent.
No, you're going to be a... What? No. Is there something you want to tell me, Pat? You're 12 years old. You might be going through changes.
No, I'm going to be...
Are people pointing fingers at you?
The child of a single parent.
Yeah.
Ah, got there in the end.
Well done, Pat. You're almost 13.
Yeah, I'm doing 11 plus next year.
Oh, God.
I hope I'm going to pass, because then I could get a job in Staples, or maybe in the Hoover Company.
Let's not get ideas above your station, son.
Oh, all right, Mum.
You're listening to London Improv Live. Radio can take you to many places, like the sea, or your kitchen, or inside your mind. London Improv Live.
That's right. Let's play a little game called Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. Did I mention the name of the game? Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes.
Yes! Play some hip-hoppity rap to end the show here. This is a rap game. I don't think any of my guests have played it before.
No.
Exciting.
No.
How incredibly exciting.
Alex, would you like to introduce the game?
Not really.
Oh, it's a really hard one. Okay,
it is. That's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I don't blame you. All right. Oh, there it is. Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to get a location suggestion, okay? And then that will be the location where we all are. And then I'm going to play a rap beat. And then I'm going to ask a question in rap form to the beat to the person on my left, which happens to be Gemma Everest right there. And I'm going to... Either, when I say ask you a question, I might just say something to you. It might not actually be a question, that's fine. But you say something to the person to your left, and their response has to rhyme with your question. Okay? And then, and it's all to the beat. And then they turn to their left and do the same to them. But then, when you ask a new question to the person to your left, it doesn't have to keep rhyming. You start a new rhyme.
Cool.
And then that person has to answer you with a rhyme, and then ask a new thing to their left. Which that person has to rhyme with, and then ask something new to their left, and it continues in that fashion.
So you don't have to, like, follow a thread or anything?
Well, we'll have a location where we are.
Okay.
Yeah? There's apart from that, the only rules are if you go too far off beat, if you hesitate for too long, if you repeat the rhyme back, if you fail to rhyme, you get eliminated. And we keep going till there's two people left and we have a hip-hop showdown. Mm. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be eliminated so quick. We're going to have a couple of chances to practice and then we'll go into elimination mode. All right, guys?
Let's go.
So let's just jump straight into it because the practice is the best way to figure it out. Someone say stop, please.
Stop.
Our location is a horse carriage.
Great.
Oh. We're inside of a horse carriage.
All of us.
Okay. Warm. I don't know if it's moving.
It's a really big one.
If it's...
Does anyone listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Absolutely.
That's absolutely ruined horse carriages for me.
Oh. Use it. All right. I wonder if you can hear the beat. Can you hear the beat? Can you all hear the beat?
Yeah.
This is what we're rapping to. All right, we're in a horse carriage. I'm going to start asking... actually, Alex, you start asking me so that we can show them outside. Cool.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, Talal.
What?
Is this a horse?
Of course. Yo, Gemma, how fast do we go?
We are going real slow. Holly, do the horse smell?
Yes, yes, I'll do it to hell. Hey, man, I want you to do a slide.
Okay, I'm gonna have to hide. Hey, Joe, what you saying?
I'm saying that we need to go faster. Hey, Alex.
Okay, stop. Oh. There we go. So that would have been an elimination because faster doesn't rhyme with saying.
Oh, wow.
So he said, what are you saying? You said we've got to go faster. They don't rhyme. That would have been you eliminated.
I'm so happy to be eliminated. Don't worry.
Well, it's a practice, so you're actually not.
You're still in the game.
You end up winning this now.
You'll get to try it again.
You're going to end up winning
this. We have a winner.
So yeah, you do get to try again. Let's go back two steps to Holly. Whenever you're ready, Holly.
Are we still in a horse carriage?
Yes.
Do you want to take the pony out for a ride?
Yeah, I will, but hope he don't slide. Hey, Joe.
Same name.
What you saying?
I'm saying that we need to get some more playing. Hey, Alex, where are we going?
Well, we're going like we're toing and froing. Hey, Talal.
What?
Is this New York?
No, it ain't, because I got the... Ah, that's elimination. I would have got eliminated then, because New York is a tricky one. And that's good of you to try and slip me up, because this game does have to end at some point. So let's not be improv-friendly. Let's be competitive mean. Okay?
Yeah, let's use orange.
I'm going to get a new location. Are we ready for elimination?
I think we're ready for eliminations.
Okay. Someone say stop, please.
Stop.
Please.
I don't know what that is. Okay, we're in an antique store.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, we're in an antique store. We'll start again with Alex. And
is this the real one?
We're in elimination mode now. Ooh. This is it. It all counts
now. Oh, now I'm really stressed.
Yeah. We're an antiques store. Go ahead, Alex, whenever you're ready.
Well, Talal, what? No, you break it, you buy it.
Oh my God, I feel like I should fry it. Yo, have you ever fried china?
No, just my vagina.
Very good, Jims. Now ask Holly.
Yo, Holly, is this old?
Yeah, it makes me feel really cold. But JJ, does it make you feel warm?
Yeah, it makes me feel so corny.
Yeah, corny, yeah. Baby.
So, Andy, are you feeling randy?
Yeah, you know it. I'm randy every day, day. Every day, day. Every very day, day. Alex,
yeah.
Can you rap?
No.
I say.
No, no, no.
Bring it.
Sorry, no.
Bring it.
No.
You know, you rhymed and then you just carried on.
Much as I completely adored what you just did there. And
well,
I think
get ready for MC Dubious Skills.
Might be the highlight of my improv career, but unfortunately, you're out.
Unfortunately, so it's also a highlight of my musical career, so don't worry.
That was incredible. But I'm sorry to say you're out, mate. Sorry, let's get a new location. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Stop. We're in a meat freezer. We're in a meat freezer. You just went out, Andrew, so JJ asking Alex to start.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
You feeling the cold?
Yeah, man, it's getting really old. Hey, Talal.
What?
That's a big ham.
You're damn right, my man.
Yeah.
Yo, Gemma, have you ever been hung on a hook?
Nah, I've just been really shook. Yo, Holly, hope you're not a vegan.
No, I am freegan, because that might mean eating freezing things.
Yeah. And I think you are... Look, oh, fuck.
Ah, elimination!
I didn't know that was a question!
He said it didn't have to be a question.
She got the claws out.
All right, great stuff. We got one less. All right, so Holly, you just eliminated JJ, so you'll be asking Alex the next question. Let's change the beat as well. Here we go.
Where are we?
Let's get a new location. Someone say stop.
Stop.
We're in a star's dressing room.
As in like a superstar.
A superstar's dressing
like
room.
Like a Milky Way magic stars. Okay. So.
Wait for the beat to drop. Yeah.
The Lil Show of 2017.
MC Nugget in the house.
Yo.
Hey, Alex, are you gonna get dressed?
Nah, man, I think I look best. Hey, Talal.
What?
Have you seen this rider?
Yes, I have, and I put it inside her. Yo, Gemma, have you met Naomi Kidman?
No. Are you kidding, man? Yo, Holly, are you going to put on some lipstick?
No, I'm going to put it on someone else's prick. Really didn't want to swear. Yo, Alex, are you a rock star?
Nah, man, I just drive the car. It's allowed.
What?
Where's me pants?
I don't know. It's filled with ants. Yo, Gemma, what's my...
Oh!
No, not me!
On the question, not even the answer.
It doesn't count if I get eliminated,
yeah,
guys.
Bye, Talal.
Oh, shit. I'm
just to summarise, at this point, it is no surprise to see that the two girls from Netflix are still still competing
this
strong.
This game's a bit set up, you
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
All right, guys, we've got 3 minutes left. Let's move through. Alex asking Gemma.
Where are we?
Let's get a new location, yes. Stop. Someone say stop. Bus stop. We're at a bus stop. Yeah, go ahead, Alex. Stop.
Yeah, okay. Well, Gemma... Has the 53 come?
No, I'm just gonna ring my mum. Holly, have you been waiting long?
Yeah, I've been waiting for way, way shlongy long. Stop it!
I'm not gonna count that.
Way. Say words.
That's terrible.
Shlong.
Shlong.
All right, this is what it comes down to. Two
no,
people
so
left.
Upset.
Final showdown. Final showdown. So Alex versus Gemma. This is how the final works. It's rap battle time. Gosh. You guys are going to have 20 seconds each. And as a tradition with rap battles, your job is to insult each other as much as possible. Ooh. Now, I want you to put all your sensitivities aside because this is going to get pretty dark, hopefully. Because rap battles, they always cuss each other and they cut straight to the bone. So look at each other, judge each other, analyze. and fully go for it and just fucking make the other one feel like shit. Whoever comes out looking better is the winner in the end, and we'll vote to decide who wins. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the final of Ask Me Your Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes, starring Gemma Everest and Alex Sivright. Take it away.
Who goes first?
Who goes first?
Who goes first? I'll flip a coin.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, heads is Alex. Here we go. Tails, Gemma, you're first.
Okay.
Good luck, guys. 20 seconds starts in 1, 2, 3, 4.
So here is Alex sitting in front of me, and this is what I'm going to say. So he's wearing glasses. He's trying to look like he's got some class, but nah, he's just sitting on his ass in his crusty T-shirt. Oh, his crusty T-shirt. He's just crusty
T-shirt.
He is sitting there, and he's got some floppy hair. Floppy hair, floppy, floppy.
All right, time's up, time's up. Very good, Gemma. Well done.
Well done.
That was fucking awesome, Alex. Yeah. Good luck, brother.
Yeah,
time starts in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, how can I compete with that? Well, I guess I could go straight. You're a twat. Look at your face. You're like a stupid person. Oh my god, there's no reason for you to be sat there looking all smug. Oh my god, I just made me look like a mug. You're not, you're talking crap. Look at you. You're like a leaking tap, leaking water everywhere from your mouth, from your ears, from your vagina. Yeah, I said it.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. Oh my god. Oh my god.
There's flour everywhere!
I'm so proud of you, Alex. I'm voting for Alex. That was incredible.
Oh, no. There's only one winner.
I'm sorry,
no.
Dave.
No, I don't know.
I vote for Muhammad.
Okay, Muhammad got one vote for Muhammad.
Alex is the man.
Yeah. There's flour everywhere. Oh. He's not got chicken pox anymore.
Oh, thank you. I don't know where that went, and I tried to avoid
vagina.
If it's but any consolation, Gemma, it's only that good because you set him up so well. And oh, thank you very much, everyone.
I had time to think.
Thank you, everyone, for doing the show. We have less than a minute. If someone could just do start doing their plugs and go around and plug whatever you want to, guys. Where can people find you online? Go ahead.
Hey guys, Andrew here. You can find me online on Twitter at @_prettyfaces and at @LFFComedy. That's for the Pretty Faces and Left Foot First, improv and sketch. We run nights all over the place. Do look us up. We're funny. And the other guys do music. I don't.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's been great having you again, mate. We'll see you next time.
Well, the Yayas are a new group, so we're not out there yet, but we're going to be doing some jams around London, and we're going to do a show at Slapdash in October, and we are at @_Yayas.
I'm at Schmallet, which is S-H-M-A-L-L-E-T-T. That's my personal one. Me and Gemma are in Notflix, which is not Netflix. It's a full-length musical, improvised, all women.
We're at WFTC Improv.
Yeah, WFTC Improv. Hashtag Notflix, and we're doing the Edinburgh Fringe.
Alex, anything to add?
Yeah, Numskull Island.
Yeah,
new episode just dropped. I'm in one sketch.
Don't speak it up, man.
I was off for 2 weeks in Florida, and then they decided to do one without me and without any of the normal cast. So they got Brendan Way and stuff like that in there, which is very interesting. But the Big Debate Talk Radio podcast on that one, and the Lil Show, obviously.
The Big Debate has a podcast now.
Yes, The Big Debate. John Holmes's talk radio show, Big Debate Podcast.
Please head to thelilshow.com. All of our links are there. Find one that you like and click on it. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time. Lil Show out. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Perhaps you may have heard of me. I am your sense of urgency. The thought would make your stomach turn.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.